of what I'm going to be talking about today that I feel the Lord wants to bring about for us to be reminded of and move in. Last week when Bob preached, the title that was on there was Submission Leads to Intimacy.
Yes.
Submission leads to intimacy, and hopefully everybody that is in the room today wants to have a deeper relationship with God.
Amen. Yes.
You'd like it to be better.
Amen.
Right? If there is no communication one way and the other, it's hard to have a relationship. It's hard to have intimacy if you're not talking to one another. Isn't that right?
Are you talking about the Lord or what?
I'm talking about the Lord. But it does reflect out into the personal relationships. And those personal relationships help to give us an understanding of what it means to have that relationship with God. And so this is kind of going with that, and there is a couple things happened over the last week or so that brought me into this. And I want to talk to us about hearing the voice of God. Because if you're not hearing, you can't be submissive. Mm. You're not listening to what he's saying because you don't know what he's saying. Mm. Right? Yeah. You can't have intimacy if there's not a conversation. If you're not hearing from God, and I'll tell you what, most everybody here, probably everybody here, is hearing God speak, but might not be aware that it's God that's speaking to you. Mm-hmm. In the things that happen in our life, God uses events to speak to us. So I'm not talking about that audible voice that you see on the movies where God is speaking to you. Because when we're talking about hearing from God, we're talking more about that inner, still, small voice that speaks to your heart and to your mind. You understand what I'm saying? Do you?
Yes.
Now, last week, when Libby and her fiance Daryl had come up, we were talking about some things, and he has a little bit of a hearing problem, ears, with his ears, and he works he's an electrician, and he's constantly, boring through with a drill through cement walls or just lots of noise all the time. And Libby had said, I wish he would wear some ear protection to help him with his ear problem. And Daryl said, I understand what you're saying, but I like to hear everything that I can when I'm using big power tools. He said, because there's particular sounds that if I hear them, I know something is wrong, and I have a jump on making sure I'm stopping what I'm doing because there's a problem with it. And that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, to have that kind of hearing. Now, all of us have, because we've come to Christ, we can hear him. There's a sense of knowing when he's speaking to us sometimes. But there's some other times where he's speaking and we're not getting it at all. And we can't have that more intimate time with him, that greater understanding to do his will if we're not really understanding that he is speaking to us. So I want to talk about that a little bit more today. So I would like you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Some of what's going to be talked about are things that have been brought up a few times lately, but it's going to come in a different context than the way you heard it before. Okay. Somebody tell me what a steward is. What's a steward?
A steward
takes care of things, right? A steward is responsible for taking care of something, right? A ship steward takes care of the running of the ship, right? So I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. It says this: let a man so account of us as of being ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. We're stewards, aren't we? Mm-hmm. And then it says in verse 2, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Wow. Now let's talk about faith for a minute, because this is what we keep coming back to. What is faith? Come on. What is faith? What? I heard somebody. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay? It's out beyond us, and yet there's evidence. Yet there's a knowing. Is that right? That's a description of faith. How is faith taken hold of? Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You want to be faithful to God? You have to have faith then, don't you? You're going to be faithful, full of faith. You have to be moving in faith. But moving in faith, it only comes if you're hearing. It only comes if you're listening. Isn't that something? And this is why God says that without faith, how can we please him? How can we do what he wants us to do it's impossible. If we're not faithful, if we're not moving in faith, then it's impossible to please God. We can't have that deeper relationship. We can't have that intimate relationship. Because we're just bouncing through life, and maybe we catch something in the wind, we know that we're not supposed to do certain things or to do other things, and so we do those. We're being faithful in the things that we know. But God is moving on us and through us all the time, and wants to. He wants a deeper relationship. I asked this just a few minutes ago. Do you want a deeper relationship with Jesus?
Yes.
If the answer is, and you can say yes because we're Christians here, and that's the expected answer.
Get with God and be with you.
But really, do we? If we're going to have a hearing here, you know, Jesus said over 15, it was 15 times, was it? He who has an ear, let him hear. Right? And then in the book of Revelation, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Right? There's something about, we have to see how vital it is to hear from God. And to want to hear from God more often and about anything. Anything. Right? Christians, especially in America, are very casual about hearing from God. Don't know what to do. How do I know? How do I know what I'm hearing from God and what I'm not? Well, we're going to talk about that. But I do need to know that I'm not going to waste my time going over some things if you don't see it as something vital for your life. Why bother? So I'm going to hope from the response that I've heard so far that, yeah, you know, I know I got a lot of things that get in the way, but I really do want to have a better relationship with God. Well, then, you know, I'm talking to the right group of people then. You know, every time that I bring a message, God has rung me through the ringer about this. You know, it's like Reggie was saying about with the communion thing. You know, you go, oh my gosh, man, oh man, do I have something to learn? Do I need, things that I knew and I've let drift away in my walk with God? You know, and we can real easily, because we're saved, because we've heard from God, that we don't make it, we don't engender the vitalness that it is to hear from Him every day. And this is what I feel the Lord wants to give us, impart to us, me, you, is this attitude to hear Him. An attitude to want to hear Him. And then to hear Him. And once we hear Him, to obey what He has to tell us. Right? Now, a lot of things He has spoken to us in the Scripture. And it's important that we don't just set that aside and just kind of, you know, get off in some little spiritual cloud where I only need to listen to what God is telling me right now, because that could be dangerous if it does not line up with the Word of God. Right? So we understand that there's guidelines, there's a structure in us hearing Him speak to us. And a lot of that is already written down. And so we can hear what He has to say about a lot of things right out of there. Isn't that right? So I want you to keep that in mind too. So I don't know if you need to turn to it. Romans 1, 17 says it. It's always good to put your body in with your spirit and your soul. That's why it's good to, when there's words for a song and people are singing, that you're not just mouthing the words to yourself. That you actually get your whole body, you get your voice, you get your being wrapped up into the words of a song. When you're listening to some person like me that's bringing a message, that you grab a hold and say, God, if there's something there for me, please don't let it fall past my ears. I want to have ears to hear what you might be speaking to me. I hope that you all believe that God can speak to you, and that He has spoken to you, and that He wants to continue to speak to you, and give you that which is going to give you life, and that more abundant. That you believe, like it says in the book of Hebrews, that you believe in God, and that He's a rewarder for those who diligently seek Him. And if we don't feel that way, if we don't even care, that God might be speaking to us or not, or why would he want to speak to little old me? We need to get up over that hump. There's too much going on to... this world is falling apart. This dark world needs people of light. It needs people that understand that they're nothing without Christ, but God wants to move through them and give you wisdom and give you all that you need to bring people into the light, which includes you or somebody you love, as well as strangers. Amen?
Amen.
So Romans... This kind of jumped at me a little bit. Romans 1:17 says this: "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith." Woo. Faith has levels to it. You go from one level to another level of faith. Faith can be developed. Being faithful, and when I talk about faithful, I hope that it's already in your minds. Oh, we're talking about hearing, because faith comes by hearing. And we need to have ears to hear what the Spirit is speaking, right? And so faith comes, and faith can be developed, and that means that my hearing the voice of God can get better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
God doesn't just touch us with the magic wand and now from not hearing, now we hear everything. That isn't what's happening. You know that from your own experience, right? We move in step by step from faith to faith. Our faith grows. Our hearing and understanding, oh, that was God speaking to me. That was God. God used that situation to speak to me. Now, for example, the thing that I just said about my future son-in-law, here he is telling me about an electrical story about him on a particular job and how he needs to have an ear to be able to hear. If he keeps his ears open, he can hear little things that he might not hear if he's not paying attention. Now, that could have just been some story. You know? That could have just been a story that Daryl tells me. But no. Because what in anything that happens in my life, and I think that's how you guys are thinking, that when things happen in this life, there's a reason. There's a reason that something's going on, and because it's around me, I think God is going to use events in my life to give me an understanding of what His will is. Now, not only was it for me to bring a message about hearing, but it also was speaking to me about how much do I want to hear the voice of God? Am I just satisfied with the little bit of understanding God's voice in my heart? Is that all I need? And I need to be convicted of that, you know, having a little bit of something. When God wants to give us a lot more of Himself. But we're not going to get a lot more of God if we're not faithful. If we're not full of faith. If we don't have ears to hear. If we don't see it as being vital for us to hear every day. And that means that I'm keeping myself aware of the things that are going on around me. God, something happens. God, are you trying to show me something in this? Is there something for me to learn here? Wow, I got really upset about such and such. Why did that happen? Are you showing me something about about a weakness I have in my heart or mind that I need to give up to you? Or is that just too much time? Why get so caught up with God? Just live your life. I mean, some people feel like, hey, I don't have time to pray. I don't have time to do this, or I don't have time to do this spiritual thing or that spiritual thing. Hey, I got my video games to play. I got, you know, I want to read that good book. I want to do this, and there's nothing wrong with any of those things in its proper context. But hopefully, we want God more than any of the things of this world. At least we espouse it. We say it out loud. Oh yes, God, you're my all in all. You know, the song that we sang, I surrender all. And I'm singing that song. I'm singing those words, and I'm thinking, you know what? I don't think I really do surrender all. I want to surrender all, but I don't think I'm doing that. I'm holding some things close to my chest because I'm afraid of what God might require of me. And so I don't want to say it. We're all in the same boat. We have our fears. We have things that we allow to distract us from God's kingdom on this earth. And that kingdom begins within us, doesn't it? Do you think I want to be saying the words I'm saying right now? Because I'm going to be required to live those things. I'm saying these things. I'm required now. But guess what? You're hearing them, so now you're required. We're all in this boat together. You don't want to hear things that are going to ruffle you up, you better stop coming here. But you know what? I know you. And you can take it. And I love that about all of you. You can take it. Because deep down inside, you do want more of God. But we're all so failed and fallible that too many things get in our way a lot, and we fall flat on our face a lot. But you know what? God loves us anyway, and He sees what's deep down inside you. Sometimes I wonder, some of the things that me or others have preached, they're still coming back. They're still showing up. After some things that are said, well, you know, it certainly shows God, and I hope you get the picture. You know what? I do love God. Because there's always going to be an enemy to say, you don't love God. Right? Now, you understand the nuance here? I can understand I'm not where I want to be. But deep down inside, I know I love God. And so do you. You know, deep down inside, you do love God. But you see this other thing working in your members, in your mind, in your actions, in your lusts, and whatever it happens to be. You see this other thing working there, and then the enemy comes in to see you don't really love God. But you do. And don't let the enemy get in the way from hearing God. Because one of the things that I learned in going through all of this, or it came more clear in my own mind, was that the thoughts that I have, if I sow to the right kind of thoughts, it's easier for me to hear when God is speaking. The more that we listen to the enemy's thoughts that he throws into our mind, or where we have bought into the ways of the world, the way the world looks at things, and this is how we look at things, and the more we're there, we can't hear when God's speaking because there's too much interference going on. So think about this. Think about this. Because I'm hoping for myself that I'm going to be a person who really does hear God. Not just says that I hear, not pretend that I hear, not put my hands up in the air, but my heart is somewhere else. But all of us have done that. All of us do. We're fallible. We're human. And so, but don't let the enemy make you identify yourself with your flesh nature. There's something higher. We're a new creature in Christ. Aren't we? Somebody got a hand up.
Yeah, just thinking, like, the hard part is, I think, when you, especially when you first start out doing this stuff, is knowing. Like, the enemy wants to say that that's not God saying that. You know, he's always making you question.
Yeah.
You have to have enough, you have to build up enough trust to know that it is God. You know, and so you can think you hear from God, and then you're like, ah, nah, it's not from God. It's just my mind or my, you know, something else that's kind of coming into my thought process.
Yes.
He confirms it.
I'm going to go through a list of things that allows you and I to know. Bob, you want
to... Yeah, I think it's important to know deep down that we love God, but let's also remember that deep down we know he loves us.
Yeah. We can't love him because...
We love because
he first loved us. That's exactly. Thank you. Okay. All right. Now, if you will jump back in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 10. John chapter 10. And I'm going to read, and I know you know this verse, I'm going to read verse 27, but I want to talk about this in a minute. Verse 27 says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Now I want to say that this isn't just a one-time thing. When you and I accepted Christ into our lives, that was the only time we needed to hear his voice. We need to hear his voice on a very continual basis. Right? So because we are his sheep, hopefully, we don't take that for granted and just say, well, I've gotten everything I need. I'm going to heaven. I don't really need to listen. I'm just going to live my own life. I'm going to hold on to the things of this world. I'm going to do as I please. I'm not going to... What do I have to listen to God for in things? Especially the mundane things of this world. Like, you know, applying for a job. Does God really care about the job that I get? Yes, he does.
Yeah, he does.
And yet, that's why we need to pray and then hear the direction God wants us to go in. Do you think that God is interested? And I'll bet you we're almost split down the middle on this. How many of you think God is interested in who you vote for?
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he is. Because who we vote for determines the social policies and legal policies that get placed on us as a nation. And God says, when there's wicked rulers, that people mourn. But when there's righteous rulers, that people are happy. God wants us to get what we can out of life. If we are going our own way as a nation, and we don't care who's in there, we're just going to vote a particular political party because that's what my parents did and that's what I've always done. So this is the way I'm going to do it. I don't care about the policies. It might take me some time to learn what people's ideas are about things. I don't care about it. I don't want to waste my time. But yet, God is in that for you and me. Now, 2 years ago, I kind of pushed some things with the congregation in terms of how important it was for that election. Yeah. And some people did not like it.
Yeah.
Sorry. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that this year. You know, some of you, okay, push me back, okay. But I'm going to tell you why. It does matter who you vote for.
Yeah, it does.
I jumped ahead a little bit for where I wanted to be. Okay, all right, so now, my sheep hear my voice. And, you know, isn't it important that we understand when God's speaking to us and when it's just our own thoughts or somebody else's voice, Satan's voice, that wants to take us in a different direction, right? So I just put down here some, and I'm sure that others could, this is just what God gave me. First of all, when God is speaking, when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, there's usually an impression that's left on you. When somebody says something, or if you're reading a scripture, lots of times there's this impression, something jumps out at you. You ever do that when you're reading the Bible and something just kind of jumps out at you and you go, oh, wow, that really meets my heart right now.
Yeah.
This is one way that God is speaking to you and I. He puts a deep impression on your spirit. That helps you to understand, oh, wow. This isn't just another scripture. This is something I need to hear right now. He impresses us with events like I was describing with Dara, where something happens in life. It's something that happened in somebody else's life. Is said, and you go, wow, is God speaking to me through that? So he uses events. He uses that impression that makes you sit up. Something, wow, that really meets me right now. Look at that as something that maybe that's the Spirit of God, the voice of God, speaking to your heart. I think we know a lot of these things, but I think it's important to be reminded of these things. By the content of what you hear, the content of what's going on in your mind and your heart. For example, the person that had these thoughts of suicide. You think that's God? You think that's God telling somebody to kill themselves?
No.
God wants us to have life, and that more abundant. God looks at life as something very precious, something to keep a hold of, right? So, if that person does know the Lord, it's important for them to realize, hey, that's not God speaking to me. I've got to get myself out of that, right? So the content has a lot to do. If it flows with the scripture, if what you hear, what you sense, you see something on TV and boy, is that God speaking? Well, it better align with scripture. The content of it, if it's good, if it encourages you, or if it prods you to get out of a lethargic situation. You know what I mean by lethargic, right? Oh, well, whatever happens. If something happens, it must be God. And so we remain lethargic. It makes our ears dull because we're not looking, we're not reaching in to know what the will of the Lord is. If we're not caring about that, we're going down the wrong pike because we're going to end up listening to the wrong voice. Sure, his sheep hear his voice, but we can hear other voices. And it's not a one-time thing.
Well, geez, don't say that, Mom. You're requiring me to have to, every day, contact God.
Isn't that so? Can't we just do this once and have it all done with? Afraid not. Somebody had a hand up. Well,
now, it was probably 6 months ago, the vice president shared that God spoke to him.
Yeah.
And the comedians, they thought they were funny.
Yeah.
Said, you know, we all speak to God, but when God speaks to you, that's a form of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And she took quite a lashing for that.
Yeah.
The Christian people in this country spoke out.
Yes. Yeah, I remember when that happened too. And that's, you know, this is the way the world looks at things. Now, are you, when you hear something like that happen, do you kind of cringe? Oh, I wish the vice president wouldn't have said that. People will get all upset and they don't understand. He shouldn't say anything like that. Why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he?
Christians need to stand up and speak.
Yes.
And be heard.
Yes.
Get up there. I hope they get all getting all riled up. They need to.
Yeah.
They don't need to be silent. They need to speak up.
Thank you.
Yes.
You want the right voices to be speaking. Everybody, you know, the people on the other side of all these different issues, Kavanaugh hearing and you know, all the different social issues, everyone has a right to speak what they believe. Everyone does. But if the Christians are too afraid that somebody's going to have a problem with what they have to say, then the only voices that anybody else is going to hear is going to be the wrong ones.
That's right.
So we do have to be people that will, not in some stupid way, but say, hey, wait a minute, there's another way of looking at this. Why would that be crazy? If a person's acting crazy, yeah, that's one thing. But to label it that way, you know, it's crazy to me.
You can be a fanatic for God without being conscious.
Yeah. You can get up and wave your arms back and forth at rock concerts. And you can get up on a stage and fall off and into the mosh pit. Is that what it's called? Mosh pit? Into these mosh pits. That's not crazy. They're just getting into it. Well, guess what? I'm getting into God, and I'm not afraid to say that to somebody, right? Now, all of us have to be that way.
Yep.
Don't look for me or somebody else to be the one that's going to step out there strong. You and me need to step out strong. Amen?
Amen.
You all in agreement on this? Here's a big one. God confirms his word.
Yes.
When things happen, usually God will show you more than one way. Did I say that right?
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. Thank you. That what he said was what he wants. Maybe you hear that you're supposed to take a particular job, and you say, God, am I supposed to take that job? How can I be sure? God, would you show me some Because I think I'm hearing from you, but can you give me another way, some kind of confirming thing? Let my wife bring up this subject. I haven't even told her about it. Let my wife say something to me. This has happened before. You know, you're thinking about buying a particular thing, and you don't know if you should buy it or not. And then this advertisement comes on, and it's for that very thing, and it's kind of uncommon. You go, I wonder if God's conferring something he just said to me.
Yeah.
You understand?
Lay a fleece.
So, fleeces are okay. I kind of like to keep it general, but you can do that. You can say, well, God, could you show me this way? But God wants us to have... He doesn't want us substituting... I wanted to get to this later. He doesn't want us substituting the method and us rely on... We need confirmation, but we can't rely on confirmation. We have to have a hearing enough ear that we know when it's God speaking, right? So that the goal is so that when we hear, we recognize right away, oh, that was God.
You ask but not require.
That's right.
If you require it from God, he'll
We don't seek it. We don't seek the sign.
No. We have to seek, we're seeking God. Alright? But God uses these different methods to get us so that for all of us who are stumbling along trying to learn his voice, to help us to go. Because now there are certain things that when I hear a particular have a particular impression on my heart, I don't have to ask God to give me something, to give me another sign, another confirmation. I know certain things, and that's all there is to it. I know it, and they're all, and it's always right. Right?
Yeah.
And I want that to grow into the other areas of my life, especially in finances. I'd like to get. I think I'm doing something wrong.
You got to listen to him with everything, because even yesterday we went to the Freiburg Fair. We had to go through Evans Notch. When I was trying to decide on which way to come home, whether I want to go back to Evans Notch, of course it's dark, right? Or if I want to go through Conway. Of course, you're going to be going through much more traffic that way. For some reason, God just told me, like, I just felt like I prayed real quick, and I just said, which way should I go? And I felt like he said, go through Conway. So that's what I did. Now, I don't know if that was right or wrong. You know, I'm kind of guessing it was right because I'm here today. But if I would have went through Evans Notch, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
If I would have went against what I felt he was saying.
Right.
Maybe it's different.
Yeah, you do have to follow what you feel the Lord is speaking. Sometimes you might be wrong. Probably a lot of times you're going to be right. If you and I are developing that attitude of hearing, that desire to hear, right? We're going to be hearing more and more, and then we have to trust that. I wanted to give you another example of how God can speak, because sometimes he's speaking something to us that has nothing to do with us directly in a self way, but he wants to show us something about what's going on in the world. For example, the Kavanaugh hearings, all right? The big takeaway that I have was evil is relentless. Relentless. Their evil is not going to give up. Satan isn't going to give up. He's going to try to devour whoever he can. So when I saw what was going on with the way they came at the judge, I thought, man, evil here. And it has nothing to do with the concept of victimized women. We are all on the side of victimized women. It's the way that it was used in this case, because not all men are the perpetrators. You don't go after a class of people for a particular action. You go after the perpetrator. If there's no evidence for that the person's done something, then just because women have had things happen to them in the past, different women, that doesn't mean that person did. And why should that person pay for somebody else's sin? You understand what I'm saying? So there's an evil here, because they did not want that person to have that job. And they didn't care if they ruined him or whatever. That's evil. It's evil. Doesn't it?
Yes.
And Satan doesn't care. What I got out of that was, Satan doesn't care about you or me. He can trick you, deceive you, get you depressed, take you off into some little side thing of darkness. He's going to do whatever he can, and he's not going to stop. He's going to get at you through your family. He's going to get at you through your own ways of thinking, your own insecurities, your own fears. He's going to come at you. And you and I have to be tough enough in the spirit realm to say, I'm not going to let him do that. There was kind of a song like that.
Not alone.
Not alone.
Not today.
No, not today. That's what it was. Not today. No. I'm not letting him take me down. I'm not going to allow what he's trying to put in my head control how I'm going to feel or think. That's not from God. I know that those thoughts, those feelings I'm getting right, when things happen, are happening, that you go, wait a minute, this is not from God. I can sense that. Can you do that? Or are we just people that just follow our emotions and just follow all this stuff around? No, we need to have a sound mind, don't we, about these things, Joe?
I find that if you go against what God tells you to do, he makes more fun than the next time you watch it.
Yeah. He has to go a little harder, a little... Rubber.
Example, I smoked for 50 some odd years, and I quit with God's help. But then I said, maybe I'll just smoke cigars every now and then. Well, I fell in the river and lost the cigar, so I figured God didn't want me smoking cigars.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you say, well, I'm going to do this, and then something happens where you can't go, oh man, I think maybe God was saying something right there.
I don't speak in church here, yeah. But on my way up here, it's 180 miles from where I live on the highway. Columbus Day weekend traffic, everybody's going the speed limit, which is 70 miles an hour. Okay, I was going 70 miles an hour. Everybody else was going faster, but it's heavy traffic. And I'm in the left-hand lane. There's a guy in front of me. And this really souped-up Corvette comes whipping through between us, and I stood still, and the lady in front of me flinched for a second, and I'm like, don't move.
Oh, no.
And she didn't move, and the car safely went snaking its way through. Like, oh, I swear, I can't believe that just happened. But something said to me, just stay the course.
That was God's voice.
I feel like you saved my life right there.
Exactly.
That's had I moved in any direction, there would have been a 20-car problem.
You hear something like that, yeah, it's always good to listen to that kind of stuff. One last thing on this section is another way that you get to really know his voice is by waiting on him. You ever heard that? Waiting on the Lord. Those who wait upon the Lord, they renew their strength. They mount up with wings as eagles. They run and don't get weary. They whatever that is. I got that wrong. There's this thing about waiting. And years ago, I looked up what the word wait meant, because I thought, man, I want to have that strength. I want to be able to go in the Lord. And I looked up what it meant to wait. And that word waiting means to be twisted together with. Isn't that? To wait on the Lord means I'm being twisted together with the Lord. Now, what does that really mean? Our thoughts are wrapped up with Him. We're continually looking to see what He thinks about something. We're people that are asking questions, you know, like God. We know in the Scripture it says that, we even sang one, I think, where God says that He will take care of us, that He'll get us through terrible things and whatever. Now, if we're not being twisted together with the Lord, we're only going so far in our hearing. We hear one thing in the Scripture. What does that actually mean, God? What does it mean that you're going to take care of us? Because I can see in parts of the world today where your saints are being rounded up, tortured, killed, but it says that you keep us from harm. Well, it doesn't look like everybody is, there's something more to that, you see? And instead of me just saying, well, God's just going to take care. No, there's more to the story. And if you want to hear what God has to say about it, then you and I need to be twisted together with His thoughts and ask Him and wait on Him and allow Him to speak something. And that requires patience. Because some things don't come too easily. Right? I don't know if I should. Well, I'll just tell you this. Matthew 13, I'm not going to read it. But I'm not going to discuss it. You can read it. And you see what it says. Matthew 13 is the parable of the sower and the seed. Right? Parable of the sower and the seed. God speaks, gives a word, and then here's the reactions. You know, there are hindrances to us being able to hear. That's what this story, this parable is all about. God says something, the word of the kingdom is given, and then people have different things that keep them from hearing the word of the Lord. Keep them from hearing God's voice. So there's always battle, and we need to be aware of these things. We're required as stewards of God to be faithful. If we're going to be faithful, we need to hear. This is very important for us. It's required of us, it says. So if we're just kind of blasé about this hearing thing, then our choices take us in one direction when we should be going in another. I'm gonna conclude. No, I'm not. I am concluding it right now, but I'm not going to bring in what I'm bringing today. I'm gonna wait, I think, until maybe next week. Because this might take a little bit of time. So Lord, I pray that we have ears to hear. That we have a vital interest in what you have to say. That we realize that we don't want to hear as much as we think we might want to hear or how we espouse. But Lord, we pray right now that we would be people that desire to hear your voice better so that we could have a more intimate relationship with you. I thank you, Lord, that when we ask these things, you hear us and that you do reward us for going in this direction. So Lord, I pray that here in Jesus' name. We love you, Lord. You care for us. You love us with a love that's beyond everything. Lord, you want to have that relationship with us. We want that relationship to the Lord. Give us ears to hear. But the Spirit will speak. In Jesus' name. I will be probably having a follow-up on this next week.